father's folly. Amongst the pear trees groaning with fruit, it might be a play on Keats. Close-bosomed fraternity of maturing sons, he would chide we brothers from ladder top. On high meadow, tea beckoning, I creeping like snail, Marvell would be his target. Let's go, lad. Time's wingless tractor trundles near. The farmer with a literary bent, as fond of wit as wheat, my father, as keen on alliteration as fertilization. Only one writer earned his curse, coming home from lower six, a quote from the four quartets, expecting a nod of appreciation, but dismayed at his vitriol. Never did learn the cause, the lapsed pagan's contempt for the dour Anglo-Catholic, the humanist's loathing for the anti-Semite, the classicist's disdain for a drip-drip refrain. At his end, barrel chest shrunk, cheeks sunk like Tanaha's, he whispered for the relic. I stuttered Dunn's hallowed lines, cadenced by his hollow breaths. In my America, my new-bound land, wife and I leave the in-law's house, and I chance the hackneyed line, let us go then, you and I. Delighted to hear her father, patient, unethereal, at the table, utter the half-remembered stanza. Eliot held us over the decades, a cold coming we had of it at Christmas. April became the coolest month. Pre-dinner we were hollow men, post-prandial stuffed men. On desert walks we longed foolishly for the sound of water over a rock. At his last, chest sunk, cheeks like Wedgwood saucers, voice gone, he drew me to him, wheezed for the Magi. I stumbled the oft-rehearsed verse, quired by his whistling chorus. I should be glad of such a death.